it's something that's come up now over the last couple of weeks, and we've had a few meetings with another meeting now coming up, and I think the council want to get it you know, a decision made one way or the other, you know, a final decision. And like, yeah, listen, I have a feeling I know what their decision will be. They've, you know, their favourite choice will be to have one fire station. But listen, something, like you say, it's something that's gone on for the last 40 years, you know. It's something that had to be given up by the people of Ballyshannon over the last 40 years, and it's something that I certainly won't be backing down on as well. Like, you know, I think, despite reports to the contrary, I think, you know, the people of Ballyshannon, you know, over the years, and the politicians there, and, you know, politicians all over the county, really, have all, you know, backed up the two fire station thing in Ballyshannon, Bundoran, and I think that's what's needed, you know.
Do you think that even though this issue has rumbled on for decades, but the fact that it's reignited to a degree, will there be protests on the street, Councillor Brogan, over the head of this?
Well, I don't know. I guess that's up to the people themselves. I think it's something that people feel very, very strongly on. You know, I spoke to the fire tenders in Ballyshannon, and I've spoke to the fire tenders in other parts, and listen, they feel that their fire station serves a very important purpose, you know, and the people of Ballyshannon deserve a fire service as much as everybody else, you know, and the people of Bundoran, you know, and listen, over the last, you say, over the last 40 years, these fire stations could have been built. You know, the cost it's going to cost now, they could have been built 10 times over the last 20 or 30 years. Like, you know, so, you know, it's time we, you know, made the decision. And I think the only decision that people want are the decision to build two fire stations in Ballyshannon and Bundoran. And I think, I don't think that's going to change, you know.
But from what you're saying, it's not the likely outcome, is it?
Well, it's hard to know. Like, listen, as far as I'm aware, the council can't make the decision without the councillors. Now, we were informed last week that the council could possibly make a decision without the councillors, you know. I'm not exactly sure if that's possible or not, but it's something that I wouldn't be in favour of anyway, you know. I would be in favour of the councillors making the decision, you know. And then, you know, the people who vote against it or vote, you know, for the one fire station, you know, it's up to them to face the people whenever the election comes in, you know.
And the future of the fire station in Glencolumbkill, that's also very much under threat, I understand.
Yeah, well, it's just that the fire station in Glencolumbkill has got tied up in this mess with Ballyshannon and Bundoran, and we've been told that there'll be no work done in Glen until this is sorted out. Now, I think it's more serious than that. Than any time I've spoken to the council about it, they talk about the low call-out rates and they'll never get money for investment in it and stuff like that. And it sounds very dangerous to me. You know, the way they were talking, it doesn't sound good. You know, so I just want to make sure we put a bit of pressure on the council as well and the government, whenever this new government eventually put in place, that we put a bit of pressure on them to make sure that Glencolumbkill station is fixed up or a new station built, whatever is needed, you know.